This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose 33-year-old Matthew Ornelas Jr. of Kauai, Hawaii. Now, Matthew was serving time at the Kauai Community Correctional Center following his conviction for drug dealing. Now, we don't know how long he was sentenced or how much time he'd already served, but Matthew determined that he was sentenced too long and that he'd already served long enough. At least, that's what we're assuming, based on the fact that he chose to escape from prison. So at around 1 o'clock this morning, he managed to escape and cover the 100 yards to the highway, where he was promptly hit by a dark-colored vehicle. Not only did the car hit him, the car then failed to stop or render aid. Instead, it flipped a U-ey, got the hell out of there. In the meantime, Matthew was taken to the hospital in serious condition, where he will recover, they fully expect him to, and then go back to jail for slightly longer, because you add trying to escape prison onto his rap sheet. That's like instant karma, dude. He got out, 100 yards of the highway, boom! There were some witnesses. They said, man, whatever hit
they'll
him,
be able to find the car that hit him. Kauai, I mean, rental car or not, they'll be able to find that person.
I'm sure they
That's the most least populated Hawaiian island.
But you ask yourself the question based on, you know, if you're an authority figure, whatever, you're still a human being. Are you looking that hard? Right? Normally you would.
No.
Like, yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchona.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. That's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Jack Attack, you understand how this here game is played.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories today. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guessed a foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, autoerotica, where you guessed the vehicle involved in the crime.
That's a new one. Okay, let's do autoerotica. Beep, 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 beep,
yeah. All right, here is your story. We go to Vermont, where a Burlington man has been arrested by police for multiple assaults and robberies in the area. 52-year-old Eric Edson He's been on the run for more than a week. Now, Edson was caught around 1 p.m. last Thursday after a brief foot chase in Georgia, Vermont. Now, the incident began when Burlington police were called to check on a man who was passed out in a running vehicle in a North End neighborhood. But also, the vehicle matched a description of one that was used in an armed robbery a week prior. When the police confronted the man, police said he became belligerent, uncooperative, and then drove off, assaulting both officers with his vehicle. Later that night, the same vehicle was found at the North Avenue Cooperative. Police saw the man, but he fled, and then he stole a bicycle. Multiple people reported seeing him with a gun. The man then made his way to another location where he stole yet another vehicle. Authorities were able to stop that vehicle, but the man left it behind and was believed to be hiding in the trees on a cliff. Officers attempted to negotiate with him. Heavily armed officers arrived, and eventually he was arrested. But the question is, after the car and the bicycle, what was the other vehicle that he stole? Was it a semi-truck, a UPS truck, a police-issued Segway, in other words, parking enforcement, or a sailboat? So semi-truck, UPS truck, police-issued Segway, or a sailboat?
Okay, well, he was on the road, right?
Yeah, so they found him in a running vehicle, passed out. That vehicle had been an armed robbery, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with... Now, since UPS never locks their stuff, I'm going to go UPS truck.
UPS for Jack. Okay.
I mean, they leave it running. They leave it open. Oh, yeah.
And I kind of want to say sailboat because it's Vermont.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going sailboat. Lake Champlain, he's on top of a cliff. He stole a boat. I don't think he probably used a trolling motor. But either way, I mean that's one of the biggest lakes in that area that's not a great lake.
Yeah, I don't know. Just because it sounds funny, I'll go police Segway.
Police Segway. Okay, what is this guy trying to escape in? A semi-truck, a UPS truck, a police-issued Segway, or a sailboat? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories: auto, erotic, on profile. This is a Vermont man who was arrested for being passed out in a running vehicle. Same one used in a prior robbery.
Yes.
He takes off, steals multiple vehicles before he finally gets in the one that he thinks is going to get him to a safe haven. Unfortunately, that did not work out either. He was arrested on the side of a cliff.
Yeah, where he's trying to hide from the police.
Question is, was he hijacking a semi, a UPS truck, a police-issued Segway, or a sailboat?
Jack, that's the question we ask you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith.
Oh, damn.
You remember the Segway? Which, let's face it, that was a long shot, but still, it would be so awesome.
We
all want it to be a Segway. It was not a Segway. Jack, you pointed out, hey, man, UPS, they leave their S running, keys in the car, et cetera, et cetera. Not a UPS, however. And Miles, you went with the sailboat to St. Anna's near Lake Champlain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you are correct.
Okay.
We went from a car to a bicycle to a sailboat. The cops were just like, we're starting to get sick of this. It's like we are starting to get sick.
Yeah, Miles makes a good point. Even if he has the little engine, like, you're not going to get away really fast.
That's called desperation, Ted. How many guys do we hear about, like, especially on Mississippi bordering states, they'll do something, they're roughing the cops, they get in a boat, and they're going to go across the Mississippi. And the cops grab their walkie-talkie, like, yeah, if you're on the other side, look for this guy. And then they get out of the boat, and they try to swim. And they're like, okay, he's now drowning. We need to rescue this guy. And eventually, they're arrested.
It ends. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today, front of the house, lobby printer, please, Mike.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you. Your choices are Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. B-I-L-L?
B-I-L-L-M-A-H-E-R.
Bill Maher. I thought it was just M-A-H-R.
No.
M-A-H-R.
Hold on. You've been spelling it wrong the entire time?
Apparently.
That's why you get it wrong every time.
You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
You also have Weekend Update.
Hold on. W-E-E-K-E-N-D.
Damn it. It is M-H-A-E-R.
Are you helping or you really didn't know?
Honest to God, I thought it was M-A-H-A.
I know, Miles. I know you're helping.
No, but my ignorance, my stalling is rooted in ignorance.
It is nice.
So I got Weekend Update. I got Bill Maher. I got Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon.
Seth
Meyers.
Or Ted Smith.
Okay, then.
Thanks, Mike.
Or is it late?
It's right there. The title of guys have teams of talents and writers. Help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
He's a runner. He's a track star.
In an effort to attract wealthier customers, Walmart is going to start selling high-end products. Very fancy.
Oh, sorry.
Now the Walmart greeter wears a tuxedo t-shirt.
I'm a safe foul.
Seth.
Fallon.
In an effort to attract wealthier shoppers, Walmart is going to start selling high-end products.
Ooh.
It's very fancy. Now the Walmart greeter is wearing a tuxedo t-shirt.
Mike has one. Every time he wears it, I go, I'm so jealous. 43. I've just never bought one.
How are you jealous? I've seen Mike wear it. And it's funny, I get it, and it's always event appropriate, but like, yeah. Jealous? I don't know if that's the word. Like,
I just buy one. I just have it.
You're more likely to buy a tuxedo before you actually just buy
one. I just want the ruffled one with a bow tie t-shirt. That way I can put an actual jacket over top of it.
That is the way to go.
There's a big antitrust suit against Apple. It's all about how Apple abusing their power to have a monopoly. Android people can't send a message easily to the Apple people. I mean, I'm not from the generation that built their personality and what phones they own. Kids come up to me and say, you're still using an iPhone 11? Yeah, and I have a vacuum cleaner from 2019. Should I go drown myself?
Bill Maher.
Yeah, Bill Maher.
Yeah, that's Bill Maher. Pretty simple.
Antitrust suit against Apple. Have you been following this? Oh, this is very important. It's all about Apple, you know, abusing their power to have a monopoly. The Android people can't send a message easily to the Apple people. I mean, I'm not from the generation that built its personality about what phone you own. So. You know, kids come up to me like, you're still using iPhone 11? Yeah, and my vacuum cleaner's from 2019. Should I drown myself?
Does anyone recognize what year my iPhone is from?
Well, you lose them all the time. You have like three cameras on the back, so it's not that bad.
That's what I thought. My kids, about a month ago, thought it was hilarious that this is a phone. Because they're like, is that an 11? I'm like, I don't know. Is it a 12? Guys, honest to God, I don't know. They know all the models. They know the cameras. But they thought it was hysterical that this is my phone.
It looks like normal, newer one to me.
But it's not, Ted. It's not. They know.
A new poll asked people how old they were when they first started swearing on a regular basis. And frankly, it's none of their effing business.
I hope that's you.
Ted Smith.
That is me.
Yeah.
10.
I saw, the answer is 10.
The first time I dropped that I remember, my parents had said, we're going out to do something. I don't remember what it was. I thought they'd left. I was angry at my brother about something arbitrary. It's near Christmas. He'd been wrapping gifts in my room. So just to get at him, like, Adrian, top of my lungs, you left all your ass in my bedroom. And my brother, real quiet, and he smiles and goes, Mom and Dad haven't left yet. It was not an awesome moment for me. I hear my dad's footsteps, and I'm like, he said, do you think, did you say what I think you just said? Me being me. What do you think I just said? That was the wrong response.
The big solar eclipse is coming up, but I saw that ABC and National Geographic are putting together a live two-hour special for the event. And then we'll have to wait another week for the Eclipse Tells All special.
Man, I wish I was you, Ted, but I feel like that's going to be Fallon.
Yeah, it should be Fallon.
Guys, the big solar eclipse is coming up. Ooh. And I saw that ABC and National Geographic are partnering to produce a two-hour live special for the event. Yeah. And then we'll have to wait another week for the Eclipse Tells All special.
I think our weather's screwed for the Aurora Borealis.
You don't say.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I was going to say that Bill Maher joke, the Apple thing, I didn't really know about that till this weekend. And I'm like, look, I think monopolies are bad for the average consumer.
Absolutely.
Right. And look, we've gotten rid of some of the antitrust stuff that's come back, and we see it because there's plenty of, I mean, look at our industry, right? There's basically three
companies and own them all, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the long
and
short.
Thank you, Bill Clinton.
I know, mm-hmm. Right? I
yep, mean, that, he's that the was. One.
But with Apple, I'm like, but that's their tech.
I
got one is I wanted to be able to FaceTime people, right? I love my Droid. I think it's an easier system to work with.
Sure.
But also, like, I don't know that you could sue Apple for antitrust. It's like, it's their tech.
That's the thing I feel weird about. Like, I get what they're saying, but what Apple did, whether you think it's good or not, irrelevant, but they put it on a product that's come to dominate.
Yeah.
But, right, this is what we put out, and a bunch of people want to use it as where, like you said, the radio industry, almost any industry, but use radio because we get it, used to be mom and pops and all this. These things already existed. These things already served a purpose. These things were already a social tool, and then everyone got bought out. So you go like, right, you've taken something away from people. With Apple, like, but we did this. Like, this doesn't right. exist if we didn't do it. It's not a monopoly. It's that a lot of people like our product. I don't think you owe anyone an apology. And look, I'm sure they do shady stuff on the side. Don't care. But generally speaking, like, if people like the iPhone, it's because they like the iPhone. This is not a monopoly.
Like the airlines, right? It's basically, you got to, you know what I mean? You can be like, oh, I don't like this company. But it's like, good luck. There's right. certain places you don't, like, there's, they own them all, right?
They own them
Even
all.
Even the giant beer companies, it's like, when people are like, I don't want to drink Bud Light, it's like, well, good luck, because if you're drinking Modelo or blah, 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 you're probably still helping InBev.
But that's where the airlines, I think, and the beer industry got smart. So, like, there's very few owners of all these different things, but, like, hey, keep your company name. So if you don't like blank, they don't necessarily know that all the money's coming to us anyway. And beer, like you said, especially with InBev, these guys, InBev, on average, profits, this is after you pay your taxes, pay all the stuff, $92 billion a year. There's a good chance to bring your drink in InBev.
Yeah. All right, speaking of money, Jerry Seinfeld, now a billionaire. This won't shock you. Most of the fortune came from the show. According to Bloomberg, Jerry's made $465 million in syndication deals alone.
Jesus.
Another $95 million from his Netflix streaming deal. That was also the reason it took forever to get it on DVDs and stuff, because Jerry and Larry owned the rights to syndicate the TV stuff.
Right.
But they didn't own all the rights to syndicate it to DVDs and to streaming services. The other people on the show, finally, Jerry cut them in and said, all right, you can have some of the money. And then now you get all that. Plus, I mean, he made another $94 million from it.
He's got a classic car collection where every car is like worth $500,000.
He's a big Porsche guy. He's also made $100 million from touring since the 80s and now owns $40 million in real estate. Jerry's rep, of course, says it's inaccurate, but didn't say how much Jerry actually has. His car collection alone is got to be something.
It's like Jay Leno-esque, but more.
Correct. Yeah. And all of us, you know, that's one of those chicken or the egg things, too. It's like, well, he started investing his money in 1990. It's like, right. Well, you were a massive comedian in the 80s. You already had a ton of... It's a little easier to make those kind of commitments and make smarter investments because you could lose some, too.
Because you can fail and recover.
You see athletes, especially NFL guys, lose a lot of money because it's like, it's not always like crazy stuff. Some of it's, you know, home investments or, you know, this or that, but they don't have nearly the cash flow that like Jerry has. So when they lose it all,
They lose it all.
And boomers who bought houses in the 80s, who are retiring right now, they're doing just fine based on their investment in real estate.
Yeah.
They bought a $100,000 house. Jerry bought $1 million house in 1980.
Right, but the growth is the same. So, right?
Even just some of the neighborhoods, you know what I mean? Like, it's tough, but I think it's hard for the average person to know what's going to happen. I mean, even places where I grew up, like some of those neighborhoods, like I have family to live in now, like those places were out, like nobody lived out there. It was so far away. Now everybody does. I mean, you could look at this area, right? I mean, Mike can attest, like, Edomclaw was Edomclaw, but like, and I'm not taking a shot, but I remember like Maple Valley, Black Diamond, like these weren't very big towns. You were like, just wait a couple of years. I mean, look at South Lake Union, just in Seattle.
But Seattle has one thing that most cities don't. And if you're outside of D.C., you kind of get the same thing. Seattle's one of the few places, San Francisco, where the investment keeps coming because of companies you have.
Correct.
You know, Boeing's going through trouble. Boeing will be fine. They're going to go through this, and Boeing will be absolutely freaking fine because they don't have a whole lot of competition for airplane manufacturers. Right. You fix the glitch. You know it's because the guys on top are being shoddy. You fix that, you're fine, right? Like you said earlier, Microsoft, Google, and these guys, you know, I'm 24 years old. I just got out of college. We'll pay you $80,000 a year as a single dude. Like, right. The value here goes up. A lot of other cities, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, even Austin.
Pittsburgh's doing okay.
They're doing okay, but if you don't have new industry moving in, you don't know if you're on the bubble or if this is just the trend. Seattle is the trend. There's no bubble here. Even people say there's a bubble. I'm like, compared to the rest of the country, this bubble, it's a teeny tiny one.
Right, and Austin does well, but Austin also has a ton of people that move down there who work remotely.
Yep.
Or frankly, who are just kind of artists or do stuff like that. Like, my buddy lives down there. Like, his whole building, I've met a lot of people. Most of them don't have 9-to-5ers.
Exactly.
As we traditionally think about them. So that's how they can afford to live there. I mean, his one buddy does very well. Obviously, I don't know where he made his money originally, but now he like you go see his place, it's like, what's in this room? He's like, and his radio people.
Dinosaur.
You'd be shocked when you go in there. I mean, his setup for this podcast, I'm like,
oh, really?
Jesus, man. I mean, he has this like same studio equipment we have, and he's like, oh, this is nice. Nobody recognizes this. I'm like, yeah. I know that microphone
it's
is thousands of dollars.
Industry standard.
Yeah, yeah, we're using a $1,000 microphone each.
What's that?
This is a $1,000 microphone.
Correct. Yeah. He had to say what? Right. It's like what I do.
The Sennheisers are nice.
But
what I
don't
do the
them.
Podcast at the home, I have a just kind of run-of-the-mill microphone I got that I just plug into my iPad or to my MacBook that's super old.
To like your
voice. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but either way, he was pretty impressed. But you're right. That's what those people are doing down there. I want to talk a little bit about, March basketball. Obviously, the Cougs lost a tough one there.
Damn it.
And then today their coach left.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's a familiar Washington State story, isn't it? I mean, Washington State as far as a whole.
Right, because Washington's AD left last week. Washington just hired a new basketball coach, but the Cougs did do well. I was giving Taryn a little bit of a hard time
Football
there.
Coach at UW's gone.
It is amazing what's happened out here. And then, right, you have, and you also have the Seahawks with a brand new whole coaching staff and this and that. But credit to the NCAA tournament. Like, look, when you look at the Sweet 16, I think there's one team that's a little bit of a lower ranking. It's mostly chalk, which is the term for the higher seeds win. And that's generally what's going to happen. But there were some good overtime games this weekend, right? We had that Cougs game. Again, sorry to the Cougs fans, but that was an awesome watch. I mean, I was fired up. Formula Oon was starting at 9 p.m. I was like, this is a fun Saturday. And like I said about it last week, like, you don't really have to have a rooting interest or a gambling interest or anything. You just pick two teams. I mean, look, Texas A&M at Houston do nothing for me. But last night, that game's going down, and I was cheering for overtime. It went to overtime. Now, Houston ends up winning that game, and I'm like, all right, Phi Slamma Jamma, which is a reference to, like, the 80s. You know what Houston, I mean? Yeah. I just feel like this time of year, there's a lot of good games going on, and that's what makes that weekend so special. So you have the Sweet 16 Thursday and Friday, and then what? You have two games, you'll have the Elite Eight this weekend, and then it's down to the Final Four, which is very important, but sure, it'll pare down very quickly. Whereas, man, just just the ability. It's like a college. It's like October in the fall for me on a Saturday. You could just flip around and there's college football on. You know what I mean? So I just love flipping around. There's games that matter. Also, we were talking about it. You got Major League Baseball starting this week.
Yes.
I know technically the season has already started. They played a few games in Asia.
Are those counted?
Yes. I can't. Huh. I don't remember. Okay. Were they in Japan or Korea? Yeah.
Huh.
They're in
Japan. As long as they count, they count.
Yeah, so those games technically, I think, count it for those teams as the official start. And then Thursday afternoon, you'll have opening day as we know it. Everybody will be playing. They kind of stagger that now.
Yeah.
They you know, do. So it's kind of good or whatever. Big thing tonight, Iowa, West Virginia, women's basketball. The best player in the country taking on Miles Montgomery's Lady Mountaineers.
The Lady Mountaineers.
Do they still say that, or I sound like a sexist?
No, no.
They used to call them the Lady Terps.
No, I met a few.
Bolted. Oh,
the Lady Mountaineers. The Lady Mountaineers. They got their musket and their hat, and the coonskin hat.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man on a train to Death Island finds out how the island got its name. Meanwhile, two women attempt a 500-mile journey in a toy car for a new world record and for fame. UFC fighter bites off more than he can chew. A man busted stealing $9,000 in Spam coffee and brew. And Walmart should have let that man with the one leg take the electric cart. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to California, where a grocery store outside of Sacramento was the target of a couple of thieves. Officers got the call that a pair of suspects walked into the store and loaded their carts full of merchandise and made their way to the parking lot without paying. They were able to load the cars and take off, but one of the two was quickly tracked down by officers. They're still looking for the other shoplifter, but were able to recover the $9,000 worth of stolen goods, which includes a ton of coffee grounds from different companies, several bottles of alcohol, including Patron, Jameson, Jack Daniels, and then for whatever reason, an entire cart full of Spam. Nothing against Spam, but it's like...
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like stealing boxes of mac and cheese? Look, there's nothing wrong with it, but...
If you're going to go to jail...
Price point, dude.
All right, that's all. Finally go to jail. Go for the upper stuff. Man.
Right.
Go top shelf.
You know what? Seeing the Jameson and the Jack Daniels and the Patron in there, I was like, no, yeah, I get it, dude. Yeah. I understand exactly why you're doing it. Spam? All right. That's a weird afternoon.
Or a good one.
Okay. Or a good one. And this was almost a marketable amount that they were stealing. Like, there was like 8 handles of Jack Daniels, like 12 of Jameson. There was like 4 boxes of Patron.
Like, they, it was almost like they were trying to set up their own little stand at some point. I'd visit it. Sellable group. In other news for more shoplifting, we go to Pennsylvania. Local authorities have tracked down a man after he entered a local CVS wearing a white surgical mask and a black beanie hat that was rather noticeable and proceeded to fill several bags with, quote, various over-the-counter beauty products and medicines before making off without paying for them. Officers eventually tracked down and arrested the individual, but this was far from their first time committing this particular crime, having donned the same attire and stolen thousands of dollars worth of the products from several stores in the area, earning him the nickname the Beanie Bandit.
Congratulations.
Beanie Bandit. Well, now the bandit is behind bars and faces several charges. As far as getting your criminal name, you guys want to be the bandit of anything?
I mean, it depends what it is, man. If it's badass, yes. Beanie, no.
Right?
We tried to make a deal years ago with local law enforcement. Can we name the people you're looking for?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because we'll piss them off to the point. They'll get themselves
off. Bank robbers of the world.
You're damn right.
That's where Fat Tina came from.
What?
At that time, there was some woman was robbing banks, and she hit her face, but she was girthy and gross looking. So let's call her Fat Tina. She's going to hate it. And trust me, people are so egotistical, they will break. Stop calling me Fat Tina. Right. It's like, but you're fat. What's your real name? We'll go with that.
My name's Bernice. Well, have a time I'll get on Facebook Bernice. And say, I'm not fat.
Right, exactly.
Disclose our location.
Damn it.
To the lovely world of the internet for a little dose of irony. Folks in Scotland couldn't help but take advantage of the humorous moment. A company van got stuck in one of the worst spots possible. Now, several cities have locations that can easily be blocked off thanks to automatic bollards. Those short but sturdy poles that come up out of the ground, right? To block cars from entry. And Edinburgh is among the cities that deploy them when needed. They even went the extra mile and put up a sign that reads, quote, caution. Really big letters. Caution.
Caution.
Automatic bollards in operation. No parking. But, of course, our company rig managed to get itself hoisted into the air and inoperable thanks to said bollards. But the dose of irony comes from the company Specsavers, which also features the perfect call to action on the back window. Quote, book an eye test today.
Yeah.
All right.
They get your ass caught. Yeah, know what it is, right.
Exactly. And I don't know if they just tried to drive over it when it was coming back up. I don't know if they actually did park there. But somebody's...
It was there, man. I saw the picture. Like, yeah, that's where you are.
Specsavers. Well done. And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A couple lifelong friends have set out on a charity ride. The pair have known each other since kindergarten and have fond memories of riding around the neighborhood together and are turning that into a 500-mile road trip. The two young ladies are starting their voyage in Jacksonville and plan to ride the coast to Florida, ending down in Key West with a little help from one of their boyfriends, and plan on sharing the two-month-long trip on social media. But why is it going to take 2 months to drive 500 miles, you ask my house?
Why is it going to take that long, Mike?
Because they're doing it in battery-powered toy cars.
Okay.
They plan to break a world record on their voyage and raise money that they'll donate to several animal charities.
That's about right. 10 hours.
Can you imagine grabbing a dog on power wheels?
Well, I've done that drive from Jacksonville to Key West.
I mean, what is their top speed on a power wheel?
Dude, it can't be more than 5 miles an hour.
No, 10.
You think they can go that fast?
8.
The average human being walks 3 miles an hour. You got to think generally.
So it's probably 5, 4.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And as kids operating it, I'm guessing 5 or 6 miles an hour. Tops.
Right.
Could be wrong.
And they were saying, we estimated this is going to take us 2 months. And that probably is accounting for, we have to stop in this city and charge these damn things back up.
They could road warrior it, right? Just spit some alcohol in there and it gets up to 9 miles an hour.
Damn right. Spit some alcohol in there. God, that would be miserable.
I mean, look, they're doing it for a good reason, right? But I just...
This time of year in Florida, I would imagine, is nice. Probably getting up there.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Ah, damn. Men's Room IPA continues to spread about the Pacific Northwest, and good news, everybody, we are in T-Mobile Park. When you attend Mariner games and more, you can find the Men's Room IPA in the 300 level at the Good Hops beer stand.
That's why they're good.
That's right. As well as the club level, in case you ever make your way on in there, at the third base bar as well.
And if you ask for it, they might put it in more places.
Oh, possibly.
Third base bar, huh?
Third base bar.
Yeah.
You got a hand under the shirt, brother. Yeah.
Or if you can't find it, just get a trickster.
We've also got a couple people that have found it out in the out in the area. Jackie found it at the Safeway in Silver Firs. Bill found it at Midnight Mart in Magnolia. Our buddy Chase found it all the way up at the Safeway in Bellingham. Kevin found it at the Albertsons in Marysville. There's actually an entire comprehensive list of locations that I just freaking updated today. You can find it all at KISW.com.
Excellent. Good work, Mike.
Look for the bright yellow can. Men's Room Sports, let's head on down to Vegas where a UFC fighter got a big old bonus. Andre Lima had a fight Saturday night against Igor Severino that ended with Severino getting disqualified. In the middle of the battle, Lima cried out in pain to the ref whilst grappling with his opponent and accused him of biting him on his arm. After separating the two, checking the footage and the clear bite mark on the underside of his arm, the ref ended the fight with a disqualification. As if taking it as a badge
for Holyfield.
Right? As if taking it as a badge of honor, Lima went out and got the bite mark tattooed on his arm and shared a picture of the new ink on Instagram. Dana White had already awarded him a $25,000 bonus for his, quote, bite of the night win and reportedly doubled it after seeing the Instagram post. If you've got Ruse Plus, here's what you're going to watch tonight. You can catch the Mariners on at 6:40 taking on the San Diego Padres. Opening day, just 3 days away this Thursday at home against the Red Sox. Other than that, you've got basketball on NBA Network and the Trailblazers are over en route taking on the Houston Rockets. A hockey game on the NHL Network and some college basketball on ESPN and ESPN2. As far as your weather, prepare for rain, but don't count on it. Radar shows it's about a 50-50 as to whether or not the rain is actually going to fall over the next few days, but we can expect cloudy skies, light breaks of sun and or showers, and temperatures dipping into the mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, things are looking a little bit brighter with a much smaller chance of rain and temperatures looking at the mid-50s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the Daily Mix Morning Show. Taryn Daly and Steve Mix joining us for Sit and Spin. Kevin Deers up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this, bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.